Belvedere di Zangarsa with Fontaine. The tourists traveling to Badolato Superiore, having traversed the long series of uphill curves until Zangarsa, will find on the left a welcoming rest area, complete with a gazebo and benches, inviting them to stop, not for resting as they are only a couple of kilometers away from the destination, but to make their first contact with the old village. A visual contact that particularly fascinates and excites from that corner. Before them, beyond the valley of the Voda stream, nestled on a hill that slopes towards the sea from the west, lies a sleepy village that evokes thoughts of a nativity scene and a fairy tale. There are few sounds, and if it's night time, there are few lights. And down there, to the east, a short distance from the last houses, almost guarding against unimaginable enemies, stands the 17th century Church of the Immaculate, with its beautiful octagonal dome. Having made this contact, one can continue the journey toward Piazza Castello. The Fontaine. During the construction of the road connecting the village to the railway station in the 1880s, a water source was discovered, and a small fountain was created in a designated road widening area in Zangarsa. Although it was a drivable road, automobiles were scarce until the time of World War II. Instead, the farmers, except for a few who used carts, will descend to the seaside on the accessible road either on donkeys or strictly on foot, perhaps even barefoot to save the soles of their shoes from wearing out. That fountain, therefore, served as a watering hole, especially in the evening when returning from the fields, and as a water supply in the morning before starting the demand of a long day of work. Not always, in fact, was there even a meager fountain near the work area. Until a few years ago, on the path below the fountain, there stood 5 tall and dense cypress trees, planted by Baron Papar of the time for each of his born children. Because of their height, they served as a visible landmark from the sea for those traveling by boat on the Ionian Sea. Unfortunately, one after another, they were destroyed by fire, perhaps even deliberately.